Hi people and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here for a special episode of Live Listen Erased. On this episode, I want to pose a question for you, the listener, and that is this question. What if Kurt Cobain never died? What would be the ramifications of the music world after his death? Because the ramifications after his passing were quite intense and felt throughout the music world, and still are to this day to an extent. So I want to think about this for a minute and say, what could have happened if he did not pass away? And I guess we got to look back on, you know, 1994 in the state of mind that he is in. It's not in a good shape at this stage because, you know, he is doing a lot of drugs at this point and he's not in a good headspace. So let's say those events never happened on that day. He's still in a very bad area. Now, I would think that after the events of that day happened, he might have been forced to go to rehab somewhere down the line. And I would like to think that he would also participate in rehab because, you know, he really would have wanted to be there for Francis. And, you know, I would think that he's quite a family man as well. I mean, you know, it's a pretty important question. Would he go to rehab shortly around this period? Possibly. He may have been forced to. So that would be my first thought would be, yeah, he might go to rehab around about this time. One of the second things is Hole were also releasing an album which came out something like a week after his passing, I think it was. And the question is, would this album be as famous as it was? I think the effect of his passing at the time did make it a bit more successful than what the album initially probably could have been. I mean, let's face it, the album was already recorded at the stage before his passing. I think he, from memory, I think he even played on the album. Somehow I got that in my mind anyway. And the ironic title, of course, of Live Through This. And this album was still, yeah, I think he recorded part of it. I could be mistaken. Correct me if I am wrong or right there. But yeah, still, this thing was recorded before when he was still alive. So I think the album itself would be very unaffected. It's more along the lines of how successful the album would have been because, you know, obviously his passing, it's brought to limelight. And I don't think too much would have been felt, you know, if he was still alive, because I kind of get the distinction that a whole lot of Nirvana fans aren't exactly massive fans of Hole. I'm sure that they are. I'm sure there are similarities between the two fandoms, I should say. But I kind of get the distinction that not everyone is a massive fan of Courtney Love's band Hole there. So I think it would still be a pretty successful album. I just don't really think there would be too much of an effect in regards to that side of the music there. It probably just wouldn't be as pronounced as it is. So, look, I think Live Through This still would have a massive effect in the music world. The biggest one that we got to consider, of course, is that Foo Fighters don't exist in this era, you know, universe. So, goodbye Foo Fighters and every single album that they would release ever. You know, and that is a pretty big blow when you're thinking about it. You know, the color and the shape. Great album by Foo Fighters there. Everlong, come on, man. I mean, how can you not like that record? I mean, that song, I should say. Learn to Fly, these songs here. There is Nothing Left to Lose, In Your Honor. All of these tracks. So all of that is gone. But I got a little bit of a sneaking suspicion that obviously if Kurt Cobain was still in, you know, a rehab state. So let's take him out of the picture for a couple of months here while he gets his mind straight. I get the feeling that Dave Grohl still would have recorded a solo album. Whether it was anything like the first one, Foo Fighters, would be kind of up for debate. You know, he was into recording and his first debut album was more, I guess, a push on, you know, what he could do as a musician and trying out new things, of course, given the fact that he was, well, jobless, essentially, after Kurt Cobain. So, yeah, I think that Dave Grohl would have released a solo album. I think there would have been possibly a band backing him to a degree, but I don't know if he would have produced it, self-produced it, I should say, as much as he did on the first album here, because, yeah, the first album, I think everything is written by him, with the exclusion of one track, I think, where Pat Smear appears on it, and it might be Exhausted or one of those tracks at the very end there. So I guess I have a feeling that Dave Grohl would have recorded music. I just think he would have probably done it maybe with a band, like probably with Pat Smear or something like that. And I think that after, you know, Kurt Cobain comes back into the fold, he would have got the band back together. Another one that's actually an interesting fact, this would be a lot later on down the track, but Kurt would also not even enter politics. So, sorry, Chris would no longer enter politics, which he did much later on in his career. And would Chris have done any music, you know, with the break, the Sabbath, or whatever you want to call it, that Nirvana was in? No, I don't think he would have recorded any music. Because at the end of the day, you know, when he passed, Kurt, that is, Chris pretty much left the music world, has done nothing in the music world since Nirvana. You know, he did a very brief stint in politics, but that's pretty much it. So, you know, if he didn't do anything post Nirvana, I don't think he would have done anything if, you know, Kurt was in rehab. It's only if Kurt came back in would he do so, because he was a good friend with Kurt, and yeah, I just don't see anything like that happening. The other thing we go down to is, I guess we're going to be weighing into music that are affected by his passing, and something like 40 plus tracks have been written about Kurt Cobain and his passing. It's a lot of music there. The most prominent ones that I could really think of, and you know, there's a lot of tracks that talk about, but the most prominent ones that I could really think of were Tearjerker, I think, by Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Sleeps with Angels by Neil Young. And Neil Young is a massive influence for Kurt Cobain. I mean, he even referenced him in his suicide letter, so that's a thing to weigh up there. And Sleeps with Angels is a very good track. You know, Tearjerker, not so much, which is interesting, because Kurt, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they tend to write these really awesome songs when someone that they love passes away. You can go to Under the Bridge or, you know, various other songs like that. The Van Halen tribute, for example, was a really good song. What was the other one? Death of a Samurai, I think it was? Or it was off that album, Dark Necessity. Anyway, so, yeah, I found Tearjerker not to be a very solid track by them. But they do reference him in one of their songs from Californication, of course. So, you know, Cobain, can you hear the Stations of Krishna? Something like that, along the lines of that. But, you know, I mean, I think that's a bit of a throwaway line. I don't think Californication as a whole would have been affected. I think Californication would still be a song without Kurt Cobain's passing. It's just one line of the song. So that's an interesting little thing to think about. Maybe Californication could have been affected with Kurt Cobain's passing, despite the fact that it's not about Kurt Cobain himself. So, who knows? I mean, that is such a staple for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That would be an interesting one. Now, as far as Kurt Cobain getting back into music, yes, I would say definitely he would, of course, because, you know, music was his life. That's all he knew, you know, to escape and stuff. But what type of music would he write? And for that effect, well, there's a lot of letters around about this time. And he basically wanted to do more bluesy stuff, more acoustic stuff. And you can hear this, you know, with his demo recordings. And if you're not sure what I mean, go check out Nirvana's box set called With the Lights Out. You know, and you can hear demo recordings, acoustic recordings of various songs over the years that Kurt Cobain wrote. So, you know, I kind of get the feeling that he would have been out of, I guess, that kind of grunge scene. And you got to keep in mind as well that, you know, with Kurt's passing at the time, it was very symbolic as the death of grunge, you know, and it was very much on the nose, because the thing is, it was in a downward spiral before his passing. He was just, you know, the symbol of that movement, and for him to have passed at the time kind of made him almost like a martyr, I guess you could almost describe it as. You know, I mean, joining the 27 Club, people cut down in their prime. Don't know what the 27 Club is, Google that. But yeah, people cut down in their prime before, you know, they could release anything else to tarnish their image, I guess. Then, yeah, that's going to be another interesting little poignant issue. But yeah, grunge was dying already without Kurt's passing. And I remember someone said when Soundgarden released their song Black Hole Sun that, you know, that was the final nail in the coffin. That was it. So, yeah, look, I mean, the music scene was changing and just evolving, as it always does. So, you know, it's a bit of a change in time around about there. Other bands as well to take in effect, of course, that would have been affected around about this time would have been Soundgarden and the Smashing Pumpkins, who I'm pretty sure Billy Corgan was pretty good friends with Kurt as well. You know, and these, what is it, the not Siamese Dream, the Infinite Sadness, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness was a bit, I think the lyrics and all that were affected by his state of mind of him passing, but I just don't know how much of the album would have been also affected. So that's another one to think about as well, is that Melancholy, this massively important album from the 90s, could have been affected by, you know, the fact that Kurt could still be around. So maybe we wouldn't get it in one piece like we do, or in the state of mind that Billy Corgan was in. Who knows? But anyway, I digress. We're talking about Kurt in the music world again. So, yeah, look, I think he would have, you know, gotten sober. Whether he stayed sober is a different thing. He would have written acoustic material, probably more bluesy bass, and you can hear that in the MTV Unplugged with, you know, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, the cover of the Lead Belly song, which would have been quite interesting as well if he, you know, pursued that career. Because I kind of get the feeling as well, if he did that, and, you know, Neil Young, he did express grief when he passed, saying, "I wish I reached out to him earlier," you know, and I kind of get the feeling that if he went into rehab, Neil Young would have seen that as this warning sign and probably reached out to him and said, "Hey, do you want to record an album together?" And maybe there would have been some very interesting music that they could have recorded back in the day. Would have been, I mean, just think about that, for example. You know, here we are, we've got Neil Young and Kurt Cobain recording an album together in a similar vein to, I guess, when, you know, Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam recorded an album with Neil Young, which was Mirrorball, a very good album. But, of course, Mirrorball was that grungy kind of sound. I kind of get the feeling that if they recorded together, it would have been a much more acoustic-y kind of feeling album. Very similar in vein to, I guess, like On the Beach or something like that. Maybe not Tonight's the Night, that's a bit dark. But, you know, something around that On the Beach kind of era music. So, yeah, look, I think he probably would have taken a brief reprieve, stepped back, recorded some music, and then done acoustic stuff similar to maybe Mark Lanegan's solo stuff. I mean, that's another one. Imagine if he contributed music with Mark Lanegan as well, because that would have been really, really interesting. You know, Mark Lanegan and Kurt Cobain. I could really sink my teeth into that record if it ever came out. But anyway, so I guess he would have got the band back together. It probably would have been this break of a couple of years even. But I don't know. I mean, how would they have sounded post the era? Were they ever going to fit into this new style of music? You got the Roys of, you know, new metal and all that stuff from the 90s. So we're talking, you know, let's spitball here and say 95, 96, maybe 97. You know, you've got, what is it, Deftones are releasing albums, Korn are releasing theirs, the whole, and Limp Bizkit, you know, you got a whole shift in the change of scene here, and it would have been very different for Kurt just to come in and go, "All right, let's get the band back together." But I get the feeling that they would have done so anyway, recorded stuff to their style, like the Pixies and stuff did, just done their music and done their thing, but dialed it down and done smaller gigs, because I know he wasn't very comfortable with the whole arena, you know, selling out arenas and performing in front of tens of thousands of people. He preferred those smaller gigs. And you know, I kind of get that feeling that the band would have got back together, probably as original members. I don't think anyone would have changed the lineup. I think the lineup would stay the same, and they would just continue to record and play music, but kind of fade out, which is what Kurt Cobain never wanted to do. You know, as per the line, it's better to burn out than to fade away. So, yeah, I think it would have been an interesting, I guess, perspective. They would have been respected still, maybe just not held on that, you know, platform as high as they did because of Kurt's passing. So I think they would record music, kind of fade away ever so slightly, still just doing these small time gigs, and maybe hidden, maybe they would have got a rise out of, you know, the 30th anniversary of In Utero or Nevermind. Which actually does bring a different question. What about Spencer's lawsuit? And I would imagine Kurt Cobain would have had a field day just bringing in the press, just giving smart-ass responses. It would have been a very interesting response seeing Spencer, you know, sue the Nirvana estate and then Kurt just coming out and probably just giving this off-cuff message, and it would probably be very aimless. But a small punch to him at the same time. So, I don't know. I think the whole Spencer lawsuit thing would have been an interesting to see if Kurt was still around this day and given his two cents as well on the matter. But yeah, look, I would guess that, I guess, you know, the music that Nirvana were writing in the early 90s to what they would be writing a bit after would be different, of course. Any musician changes, but it would have been still a pretty interesting point. So what do you guys think? Do you agree with my what-if scenario, or do you disagree with anything? Comment below, because I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this very intriguing subject. And if you like this, let me know, because I could do a few more, I guess, on a few different bands and scenarios, and maybe I can get some guests involved as well and discuss these scenarios a bit more in depth. As always, you have a great day and stay spicy. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.